Pavabathra Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pavabathra Bavli, Daf Chav Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amad Aleph at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. Ilan Shu Noitel Se Chaveroi, Koitzes, Malay Maldea, Al Gabi Amachresha, Achova Shikma, Keneged Amashkoilis. If a tree overhangs into a neighbor's field, he can cut any branches that hang within the height of the rod above a plough. And for a carob or sycamore tree, he can cut all of the foliage that has crossed into his field. For an irrigated field, he can cut all of the foliage of any tree that crosses into his field. And Abashol says that he can cut the foliage of any non-fruit-bearing tree. If a tree is overhanging into a public domain, a person can cut enough foliage that a camel can pass with its rider. And Rav Yehuda says a camel that's loaded with flax or with vine branches. Rav Shimon Oimer Kol Ilan Keneged HaMashkoiles Mipnei HaTumah. Rav Shimon says that any tree in a public Rishus, one can cut all of its foliage because of the Tumah that can be transferred through it, because if there's even a small part of a corpse under the tree and someone will pass by, he becomes Tomei because the tree acts like a tent. And the Gemara says, Rav Yonason Hava Doin Tabois Vahava Taman Chadroi Mai Vahava Megirei Bechakla Rebeisa. Rabbi Yonathan Chad Ilan Nata Goy Dehu Ramai. Rabbi Yonathan was a dain who would provide an excellent example of a correct behavior. And there was a Roman who was his neighbor in the field and at home. Rabbi Yonathan had a tree that overhung into the Roman's property. Asa Kamei Chad Dain Ochein, and a similar case came before him in court. Amalahoin Azran Basim Basafra. Before he made his ruling, he told them, "Go home and come back in the morning." Ama Hahu Mamai beginned Lenafik Dina Lamacha and Rivatel Ilamedidi Vachami Heich Dina Nafak. In Hava Doin Kol Ama Veloi Doin Nashe Lethu Bar Nash. When the Roman heard about it, he said to himself, "It was because of me that he didn't make his ruling. Tomorrow I'm going to go and cut his branches that overhang into my field, and I'll see how he'll rule. If he tells the tree owner to cut the branches, I'll show everyone that he didn't fulfill his own rulings." But after Ramsha, so towards evening, Shalach of Yonathan Basan Nagre Ama Poik Koitz Madanata Go Ramaya. The Rabbi Yonathan said to his woodcutter, go and cut the overhanging foliage into the Roman field. But Safra, and in the morning, Kartz Bardine Legabe, the litigant, came to Rabbi Yonathan for his ruling, Amale, and Rabbi Yonathan told him, Zil Koitz Mashanatu Goi Didei, go and cut your overhanging foliage. Amale Ramai Didachma, and the Roman said to him, "And what about your foliage?" Amale, so Rabbi Yonathan says, "Paik chami yasei kemadidi avadidach." He said, "Go and see if my foliage is in your field." Nafa chamisei ama brich ela kahoin diyudai. The Roman went out and he saw what had been done, and he said, "Blessed is the God of the Jews." Chad isa okris teinen Rabbi Yonathan. Once a woman who had a court case before Rabbi Yonathan brought him figs as a gift. Amar la bebo minach yailtinun miglain afkinun miglain. And he told her, "Please remove those figs from here. If you brought them in uncovered, take them out uncovered. If you brought them in covered, take them out covered. Otherwise, people will say that you brought me money as a bribe and camouflage them with figs." V'chanina ayal l'Rabbi Yonathan beginte v'aybele te'inim edemafak chama chad ilein dabart. Rabbi Chanina went into Rabbi Yonathan's vegetable garden to see him, and Rabbi Yonathan brought him figs to eat. When Rabbi Chanina was leaving, Rabbi Yonathan saw that Rabbi Chanina hadn't eaten the figs, despite the fact they were high-quality figs, and they were called Benois Sheva figs. Amalei, lamalei achaltani min elein. Rabbi Yonathan asked him, "Why didn't he eat?" Amalei de'inun lebrei. Rabbi Chanina said, "Because those figs belonged to Rabbi Yonathan's son." Because Rabbi Chanina chashash mishum gezel benoi, Rabbi Chanina was concerned for theft from a person's own son. Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ku Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yasa quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that halacha follows Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kol ama moidish halacha ku Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Chiya quoting Rabbi Yochanan says that all agree that halacha follows Rabbi Shimon. Hadnu alach, perek lo yachpol.